Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. I tell you, we are in store for a great, great show with an awesome man of God. But before we jump into the show, the topic, our guest, I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors that have been here faithfully supporting us. And that's Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available on all your online bookstore outlets. Then we have Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And he is an awesome, awesome psalmist from heaven. And so you want to listen to get his CDs at CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Then you have Unique Expression by Design, specializing in any of your custom products for your business or personal needs. Angelise Washington will take great care of you. So if it's t-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, whatever it is that you need customized and personalized, she can take care of you. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, located beside Golden Crust, located inside of the F&D Beauty. They specialize in, Roz specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers to twists, natural hair, quick weave, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, and much, much more. Call Roz and make your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. And tell Roz you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. And finally, we have PrintTara.com, which is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Thank you so much to each and every sponsor, each and every month, for On Fire to Inspire Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, Experiencing the Greatness of God, Third Heaven Sound, Unique Expression by Design, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, and PrintTara.com. You all are all appreciated greatly. Now, guys, we have the topic of tonight, healing the heart. Now, we know it's February, the month of love, and things of that nature, but so many people, this can be a, you know, if they're still single and they desire to be married, or vice versa, you know, they're in a relationship where they're not happy. Maybe it's not a marriage. Maybe they're in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, but they're not happy. They're still in a place of, ooh, they need their heart healed. So regardless of where you are, we are going to talk to Darren. I tell you, Darren is a man of God. Darren Francis is just a beautiful person inside and out. And he's going to help us with this topic tonight, healing the heart. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to On Fire to Inspire, man of God. How are you?
I am doing great. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I tell you, that topic blessed me when the Holy Spirit gave it to us. It was like, whoa, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, initially we were talking, doing some game planning for the new year, and the Lord dropped it in your spirit, and you throw it out there at me, and I said, okay, woman of God, it's a done deal. And here we are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tell you. So welcome back here. You know, we had you in 2016, but welcome back for 2017. Well, God is just, as we had last week, we had my spiritual father, and the topic was fabulously filled, because the Lord is fabulously filling us in 2017. So welcome to the fabulously filled year.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, absolutely, so, absolutely. Amen, amen.
For some of our newer listeners that they're not familiar with you, I want you to introduce yourself to them.
Oh, sure. Well, hello, everyone. For those that don't know who I am, my name is Doran Francis. I am an ordained reverend here in New York City. I'm also one of the associate pastors at the Greater Mount Bethel Pentecostal Church, where my senior pastor is the Reverend Lloyd Reed Jr. And I am also married to the most amazing, the most phenomenal woman in the world, my wife of 23 years. We just celebrated that this past Sunday. So we had a Super Bowl anniversary. It was awesome. And also, I am also the author of Built to Last, Successful Marriage and Relationship. My wife and I, we are both marriage counselor and mentor to not just married folks, but also to singles as well. I'm also a licensed chaplain here in New York. That's just a quick overview of what I do, what God has inspired me in the season to undertake, and I'm excited about the next phase of my life right now.
Amen, amen. I tell you, it's exciting to be walking in your purpose and then helping others do the same.
Amen.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely. That is so true.
Amen.
Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed.
So we're going to jump right in on this topic. So
yeah,
why do you think we should work on healing our heart from past issues?
Well, first of all, I believe that this is a great topic, woman of God, because, and it's not just for Valentine's, but I know this time of the year it is very sensitive for most people, those that are single, those that are also in relationship and the relationship is not working out. But in general, I believe that the healing of the heart is really important because, you know, everyone can relate to pain and hurt and being in relationship that is not working out, or you probably have a family member that have hurt you in the past, and there's still a residue of what is really has taken place that you're still dealing with, or people are still dealing with, and so. Is it important for us to know and understand that in order for us to move into our purpose, in order for us to move from where we are, a place of stagnancy, to a place of growth, a place of productivity, then there has to be a clear understanding of why the healing is important. A matter of fact, we cannot go into new areas or new relationship with past pain and past hurt. And so the healing of the heart is important because when you look at the Word of God, amen, in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 3, it talks about, above all else, you know, guard your heart because everything you do flow from it. The New King James Version said that, guard your heart because out of your heart the issue of life flow. And so it is important for us as children of God and as people to know that we can hold on to past pain and hurt and suffering and situations that kind of hold us back instead of letting it go so that we can move forward. So just like how we get a cut and we need to tend to it and make sure that it heals properly, when it comes to our life, when it comes to our heart, when it comes to our spirit or emotion, we need to pay attention to those issues also so that we can be fully healed and be delivered from some of the brokenness that we have been carrying around for so long.
Amen. I agree. So many people go into new relationships with that old baggage, and it's like, is it fair that you're bringing that baggage into this, you know, new person? You know, you don't need any residue and you don't need any remnants. You need to be completely
absolutely
healed.
That's right.
Amen. Now,
amen, amen.
So the healing, why do you feel like the healing is just, you know, of utmost importance in order to move on? Do you feel like it's just like one of those things that it could be, or you feel like it's one of those things that you're like, you know what, you just can't. You've got to move forward in complete healing. How do you feel about that? You know, what's your take on that?
Well, absolutely. Healing is important in every aspect of our life, as I mentioned earlier. But the thing that I want to also mention or impress upon the audience that are listening tonight is this, is that we must also understand, amen, the healing process, amen. The Apostle Paul, a matter of fact, speak highly about this, you know, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, when he talks about, you know, that we must, seeing that we are so compassed about with such great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight. I want to just stay right there for a minute. The heavy weight. We go through some heavy things in our lives, you know, especially for the ladies, because women are more sensitive to issues, and they're also very emotional by nature. Not that you're weak. When I said emotional, I don't mean that you're weak or vulnerable. I mean that it's just a part of your nurturing instinct that was placed inside of you from creation. And so you guys know how to carry things, and you know, and that's also one of the reason why letting go can also be an issue, because you guys know how to hold things, which means that sometimes it's very difficult for you guys to let things go. For example, being married for 23 years with my wife, my wife and I can have an argument or have a discussion or disagreement this morning, and I'm over it by the next couple of minutes or the next 30 minutes, the next hour. But then in the evening, my wife probably just getting ready to get to the phase two, you know, like, well, you know, what you did is wrong. And so we see that at times what happened is the residue of the past sometimes can hold us back from moving into our greater. What am I talking about here? When Paul said lay aside every weight, if you've been in a bad relationship, if you've been in a broken marriage, if you've been in a situation or at a place in your life where someone hurt you, or, you know, this situation didn't work out and you're holding on to it, it is preventing you from moving into your purpose. And here's why the healing of the heart is important, and letting go is necessary. I've learned something, you know, through traveling, that there's a difference between baggage and luggage. And the luggage is what you carry, but you have baggage in your luggage. And so if you go to the counter to check in your luggage and it's overweight, you know, the representative will tell you that, listen, you need to open up your luggage and take out some of the stuff in there, or take out some of the baggage out of your luggage. And the reason why you have to take those things out is because it is allowing you to travel heavier than you are required to travel. I hope I'm helping somebody here. And so it's important for us to know that when we carry the pain of life, when we carry around with the issue of life in our heart, instead of letting it go, it becomes a burden to us. And so we want to be in better relationship, but yet still we're carrying the residue of the past relationship. Okay, the marriage didn't work out. It might not have been your fault. Maybe you had something to do with it. Well, so what? It didn't work. You know, we learn from our mistakes. You know, you want to move on from what takes place. But at the end of the day, you cannot connect with your greater. You cannot connect with your purpose when you're holding on to the past. So the past might, who you are might be based on your past, but the person that you become, it is going to be based on you. And once you have an understanding of what's holding you back, then you need to let it go so that you can move into your greater. And that is why it's important, amen, for the healing to take place in the heart, because in your heart is where the issue of life flows.
Amen, amen. So if we have a person that says, well, you know what, I think I'm healed, so, you know, I think I'm ready for this next relationship, or I have a little bit of, you know, things going on, but, you know, some people jump in just because, you know, I see so many women that they're afraid to be alone. I've seen it with men as well, but I see so many women, they're afraid to be alone, they're afraid to be by themselves and take that time out for self. What would you say to that person that says, well, I think I'm over it, you know, it's been enough time, so I'm ready to move on? What would you say to that person that has not truly allowed themselves ample time to heal because they are afraid of being alone?
Well, the first thing I would say to that person is that healing takes time. And so let's use a scar or a cut for an example. When you get a cut, the first thing that happened is that that area where the cut is, there's a healing process that starts. And mm-hmm. and so what the skin, the body started to do, it was designed to heal itself. And so that particular area where you have the cut now start to gather more tissue and cells in order for it to cover that area. And that tissue becomes a scab, or it becomes a hardened part on the surface. And so it would look like that cut is fully healed. But if you press, if you put pressure on that area, you will find that beneath the surface of that scar, there is still very tender, or you can feel a little bit of residue of pain that is still there because the healing process is still happening. In relationship, women have a tendency, especially as you said, ladies have a tendency to want to move forward because of being afraid of being alone, or they feel as though they have a score to settle with the past person that they were with, and so what happened now is the person didn't give themselves enough time to fully heal, and I've often impressed upon singles, people both male and female, but especially to the ladies, that after a breakup, you need to have time to detox yourself from that person. Mm-hmm. You need to have, mm-hmm. you need time in order for you to go through the pain of what this relationship probably have caused you, things that you're dealing with now because of this relationship or this past relationship. And so, you know, you might find someone that might be giving you the attention that you need. And because of a level of vulnerability, you probably now think that it's time for you to move forward when you just need to give yourself some time to really heal. The other aspect I want to bring to the audience is this, that we must be mindful also and be conscious of the fact that there's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You can be alone and not lonely.
Mm-hmm.
It's also important. It's also important for us to realize that our true happiness doesn't come from our relationship. Our true happiness comes from God. It comes from knowing who we are. It comes from us pursuing our purpose in life. Relationships should add value to our lives, but it should not be what make us happy. And so it is time for women to take back their happiness from that man. It is time for the woman to take back their happiness from, you know, probably a family member. Take back your happiness from your job. Take back your happiness from your business, and learn to be happy within yourself. Why am I saying this? Because too often people get into relationship. We've seen it in marriage. My wife and I, we counsel couples that are married and those that want to get married, and self-image issues start to come to the surface. Self-image problems start to show up. Why? Because one, when you are not fully complete within yourself, there is a tendency to seek other to fill that void that you don't have within you. And so the only happiness that you can fully understand is that from the Lord. And then when you understand who you are, the purpose that God has placed you here on earth for, and while you are in pursuit of your dreams, your goals, and your aspiration, then everybody else that comes into your life are supposed to be coming into your life to add value to your life, but not being the one to say, you know what, because of me, you are happy, or because I am in your life, this is the best season of your life.
Mm. Wow.
I don't know if you're getting this. And so lastly on this segment, in this particular part that we're talking about, is I would like to say to everyone, both male and female, that self-love, when you have true love within yourself, when you understand how important it is to love you first. The Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. It is important for you to develop loving yourself. And when you develop that love for yourself, then loving someone else becomes much easier.
That is so true. So true. Now, I want to touch on something you talked about a moment ago. You said there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. And
yes.
So many people get that. They get it twisted on that one. Because I've known some people that have been in relationships. I remember a lady telling me she had been married to a guy for about 10 years, and they dated a long time prior to the marriage, but they made each other miserable. And I'm like, so are you happy? I mean, how can you? She was like, well, the madness is familiar to me. And I'm like, but how can you live like that? She said, I don't know. I just deal with it. I said, are you lonely? And she said, yes, really, to be honest, I am. I said, well, I didn't. And then she told me, she said, I didn't know that it was possible to be married and be lonely. Well, it is, because if you're not with the person
yes.
that God ordained you to be with,
come
then
on now.
You can make each other miserable and you can still be lonely, although you have a body right there beside you.
Amen. In my book,
right.
Built to Last, I spoke about that. I don't know if you finished with your statement. Sorry.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. You know, in my book, Built to Last, I spoke about it, wrote about it, rather. And one of the things that I always maintain, you know, and my wife and I, we also have a new book coming out in the next month or so. It's a book about courting, dating and courting, you know, and understanding the difference and doing it from God's perspective. And what is interesting is, you know, when you look at 90% of the population in the world or in your circumference of where you live or the people that you associate with, you know, loneliness seems to be a problem. You know, I think it is important for us to know this, that God doesn't want us to be lonely. He wants us to be happy. And you can be alone and still happy. You can be alone and still be fulfilled. You can be alone and still. I know a lot of couples that are married and they are still in a relationship where they feel like they're living with their sister. There's just no relatability. There's no drive for each other. There's no intimacy. There's nothing. They just live in there. They just sharing the same space, but there's just no relationship whatsoever. As a matter of fact, when you look at the book of Genesis, when God created Adam and gave Adam the command to rule in the Garden of Eden and to take control and to dominate and to lead and to be in his position as a kingdom man, Adam was not alone. Adam didn't know that he was alone. Adam had no idea that there was no one like him, or there was no one that he could relate to in the garden. Why? Because Adam was full with purpose. When you have a heart that is clean and a heart that is pure, and when you're pursuing your goals and your dreams and your aspiration in life, there is no lack. When you are in a relationship with God, it is the forefront of who you are. It is the essence of your being. Then you start to understand that, listen, I may be alone, but I am not lonely. It was God that looked at Adam and said, it's not good for the man to be alone. Because when you are fulfilled and you are pursuing purpose in your life, most people that are, you know, goal-driven and have the desire and the passion and the will to go out there and become successful, they will always tell you that right now I don't even need any relationship in my life. I don't really have time for relationship right now. Not that they don't need to be in a relationship or they don't desire to be in a relationship, but at this particular time in my life, I don't want to add anyone in my life now that will become a distraction in what I want to pursue. And so when you are in the process of accomplishing a worthwhile goals and dream and you're serving God, I'm here to tell you, amen, that God can keep you in your singleness and he will protect you from being alone. Hello. And so what is this loneliness thing that people are talking about? Most times when you hear people talk about Adam was lonely because he needed a woman and all that kind of stuff, Adam was not sexual before Eve came along. So Adam didn't have a sexual desire. Oh, I know I'm messing up some of your theology right here. It was until God, it was not until God put the woman, the man to sleep and pulled the woman out of the man. And when Adam woke up out of his sleep and saw the beautiful woman, he said that she's bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. I will call her woman because she was pulled out of me. Why? It's because now Adam woke up and saw that there was somebody that he could relate to. But before that, Adam had no feelings, no sexual desire whatsoever because he was in pursuit of his assignment as a kingdom man in the body of Christ, in the Garden of Eden. Now, when we talk about this from the perspective of church and in the body of Christ, that's really the problem. We have a lot of these older women in church, the mothers of Zion, keep on going to these young ladies, why don't you get married? How comes you don't have any babies? How comes you don't get married and have some kids? No. You shouldn't be telling the woman how you don't have any children and how you don't get married. What you should be doing is telling the brothers in the church that wants to remain single, why aren't you pursuing a lot of these qualified single women that are wife in waiting? Hello? Hello, somebody? And so we need to change the paradigm shift and change the attitude that we have when we look at our ladies, when we talk about them, when we deal with them on the level or the perspective of being single, because singleness is a wonderful thing because it also allows you to be prepared for marriage.
Yes. I love it. So,
amen.
You know, a lot of times people will be sending chats on Facebook within the group, sometimes in the event group. Sometimes they'll send me personal chats. So one of the chats that someone just asked about was sometimes, you know, you have the women that's looking for a man to fill that void, but then sometimes you have that man that's looking for a woman to fill that void. And sometimes that woman that's in that place is taking the blows of what some other woman did to him. Can you speak on that one? Because they were never healed. Truly, he was never healed.
Exactly. Well, and that is the reason why it's important for both the male and the female, you know, to understand that you cannot just move into a relationship without going through the process of detoxing yourself, going through the process of healing. Mm-hmm. And here's why it's important, because before marriage, you know, premarital counseling is important, and that's the reason why it is, because here you are. A lot of times what happened is you have people that are in a relationship with someone, and they blame the person that they're with for issues that they have no business being blamed for.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying? So you're in a relationship and you got hurt in that relationship. You thought you were over the pain. You thought you were over the hurt. And here you are now. You're pursuing someone else. But you can tell that you're not fully healed from this person because you keep reminding the person of what this individual did to you, or you start to reflect on situations that you've been through, and there's now a comparison. You try to make a comparison, a contrast to your past relationship and now to your present situation. So if the person made a mistake and say, well, you know what, or forget to tell you something, all of a sudden now you start to treat that person the way you used to be treated by your ex or your mindset is telling you that this person is not being faithful or being honest with you, when probably just for example, they were supposed to get home at 5 and something happened where they forgot to inform me that they're going to stay to work late. You would just assume that the person is not at work, because the last relationship that you've been through, maybe your ex-wife or your ex-girlfriend or your ex-husband, your boyfriend, whatever, told you that, and now you want to blame that on your current situation. But the reality is this: you cannot blame the person that you're with for things that happened in your past relationship. That is the reason why detoxing and getting that person out of your system is important. I've seen this a lot happen when people get married or have a third, first married, a second marriage, and now all of a sudden they are going through a lot of challenges, amen, because of, situation, for example, verbal abuse and frustrated about situation. And here's the thing also, a lot of it has to do with soul ties. A lot of it has to do with the fact that your soul and your spirit is tied up with past relationship. My wife is, our pastor is doing a series right now on soul ties and why it's important, amen, for you to get untied and the yoke that these relationships has around you, to pray and ask God to release you from these relationships, release you from these negative things that you've been through in your life, so that you can freely give yourself to your spouse now. And so, verbal abuse, finger pointing and name calling and, all of these stuff is not right. And if you are in a relationship and this is your story, it goes deeper than just you. The person needs to take a look at himself or herself in the mirror and recognize that maybe I have some issues in my past that I didn't deal with that are now carrying over into the relationship. And because I didn't deal with them, I cannot add value to my spouse. Instead of me being a credit to them, I'm being a debit. Instead of me being an asset, I'm being a liability. Why? Because I was not fully healed. And so instead of adding value to your spouse, you are taking away from them. You don't see them as they can be. You're basically looking at them as they are. And it's hard.
Yeah, that is.
It's hard.
That's very. Yes. Wow. So, I tell you, this is good stuff, Pastor Don. This is good stuff. Good stuff. We definitely have to walk in complete healing, because so many times people say, oh, I'm healed, and they move on to the next relationship, and that person should not bear all that stuff that the other person did to you when they had nothing to do with that. And they're trying to, love you into position, but there's no way they can love you in position when you got all this baggage you refuse to let go of. Like you said, those soul ties,
That's right.
And,
amen.
And if every other word is harsh, or every other word is nothing to bring each other, lift each other up, edify each other, then that's a toxic relationship anyway. No reason that you need to be in something, man or woman. I mean, whether you're listening and you're a woman listening to this show right now, or a man, you should not be in a relationship where the person constantly makes you feel like you're less than. No, God didn't create you to be anyone's doormat.
That's right.
For someone
Amen.
To love you and to continue to build you up as you build each other up and walk in your purpose and move forward in the things that he's called you to, but not to be feeling defeated and negated. No, that is the devil is a liar.
Amen. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. One of the things that I've often maintained, and I like to impress this upon, people that I talk to on a regular basis, is that you have to know deep down in your heart that the expectations that you have for yourself, You cannot allow anyone to take advantage of you. Love does not cause someone to deliberately hurt you. The Bible said love is kind. Okay? A matter of fact, the true essence of love is not what you get from it, but it's what you give. But the first chapter in my book, Built to Last, Successful Marriage and Relationship, you know, I wrote about that, that the true essence of love is not what you get, but it's what you give. For God so loved that he gave. You know, the first chapter is the desire for true love. Everyone desires to be loved and to love. But love is not just a word. It is a decision. It's an action. It requires action. It requires doing the right thing. So here we are. We have broken people that are in relationship. And instead of them blessing and being a blessing in the relationship, they're being a curse. Instead of them building each other in the relationship, they're tearing each other down. You know, I've been married for 23 years with my wife, and I must say that, listen, marriage is hard work. Relationship is hard work. When two people are fused together as one, it's much more than just the bedroom. Because, as a matter of fact, you spend less time in the bedroom than any other time in your marriage. You spend more time working. You spend more time coexisting together. You spend more time trying to get things done. You spend more time out of the house than you do, especially if both of you guys are career people. And so, yeah, the bedroom is important, but that's not what makes the marriage work. It's a part of what makes the marriage work. You have to have love. You have to have respect. You have to have the desire to know that, listen, man, I've made a commitment to be faithful in my marriage. It requires two people that are selfless and not selfish. It requires two people that are willing to look beyond the flaws of each other and see they're greater. And that is the reason why scars in the heart and scars in your relationship or in your past must be removed before you can fully give yourself to someone else. And so when we talk about healing of the heart, you know, it's important. And this topic is really dear to my heart, you know, being a husband and also being a father, you know, being the brother to five sisters, where I have seen some of my sisters have been in bad relationship, negative relationship, where they've been taken advantage of in terms of emotionally and physically in some sense. But the reality is that we can't just sit back and allow people to just take advantage of us. Sometimes it's better that you walk away. Now, I'm not telling anybody to divorce your spouse. I don't counsel people to divorce. The only time I tell people to you know, get a divorce is if the person cheated on you and you feel like the marriage cannot be worked out, or if for some reason you've been abused and physically, psychologically, mentally, you're fearful for your life, then pack a bag and run for the hell with your kids. But if you can work things out, then do that. I always talk about that. Work things out. Exhaust all options to make the marriage work. And if it's not working out, then you have to make up your mind whether you want to stay or whether you want to go. But at the end of the day, you cannot just sit in a place where you're stagnant. You can't sit in a place where there's no growth. You can't stay in a place where you've been mistreated and taken disadvantage of and people just looking at you like, what are you doing? God is not a God that would want you to be unhappy. He would not give. God wouldn't give you a man or a woman that's going to mistreat you. God would never give you a man or a woman that will look down upon you. And so when you are healed, when you are delivered from your pain, then you're going to have the desire to stand up and say, listen, I demand better than this. I deserve better than this. This is not my portion. I refuse to drink from this bitter cup. Hello? I refuse to drink from this bitter cup.
Wow. I like that, Pastor Doug.
Amen?
I'm typing that in the chat.
I didn't hear you, woman of God.
I said I'm typing this in the event a check.
Oh, okay, I got you. Amen, amen. So,
mm-hmm.
So it's important. It's important for us as believers, as you know, children of God, to know this, that you have to be healed. And here's another point that I want to make. I don't know if you have any other question, but I want to make this point real quick, that that in order for healing to take place, there must be forgiveness.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You got
to stay right there for a second. Stay right there, right there. Pastor Don. All right, so right there, walking in forgiveness, because so many people, they want to hold on to, well, you don't know what he did to me. You don't know what she did to me. Well, you know, I hear things from, because since I've done this, started the show, I'm not called to just women. Men listen to my show. Men reach out to men.
Amen.
You know, God has given me a platform where men respect men. Things of that
nature. Bless the Lord.
And I praise God for that.
Yes.
But they hold on to this stuff that happened 10 years ago. They hold on to this stuff that happened 20 years ago. Okay, it happened. Now, you got to forgive that person, because you're not holding them hostage. You're holding yourself hostage. You can't move forward in everything God has called you to, and walking in unforgiveness. It just can't happen. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely, absolutely. And a matter of fact, you know, that is the heart of the healing process. That is the foundation.
Yes.
Where healing begins. Mm-hmm. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't, first of all, when you're dealing with negative situation, when you're dealing with pain, when you're dealing with hurt, when you're dealing with people and situations that have caused you some, and when I say pain, I'm not talking about stuff that you just forget about in a second. I'm talking about stuff that you're carrying around for years. It's not easy. Some people have been molested. Some people have been raped. Some people have been taken advantage of by family members, and so many other different situations that happens. You know, they're traumatized by their past and the pain and the hurt, and the residue of these situations are always there in the back of their memories, in the back of their mind, and when they see these people that have caused them the hurt and the pain, when they encounter them, what happens is that it brings back old memory. But here's what
mm-hmm.
forgiveness does. Forgiveness is not necessarily for the person that hurts you. Forgiveness is really
mm-hmm.
for you. When you can look at someone that hurts you and say, listen, I have forgiven you, that's when your healing begins. Is it easy? No, it's not. Is it a very difficult thing to do? Yes, it is, because sometimes you want to hold that person hostage, knowing that you
mm-hmm.
know what they did, especially if it is something that was kept a secret and no one knows about it. Then it makes it seem as though, you know what, I have this over you, and I'm going to hold it against you for the rest of your life. But for every time that you hold on to it, for every time that you tell yourself that, listen, man, I will never forgive him, I will never forgive her, I will never forgive them, what you're doing, you're basically telling yourself that you are not ready to move on. Because until you are ready to let it go, it is always going to be a part of who you are. Remember the extra baggage in your luggage. You have to get rid of all those stuff. You know what? God probably want to put, you know, a better person into your life than the one that you were with. Maybe you had a failed marriage, and God wants to bring somebody better in your life. Somebody's just going to love you for who you are. Somebody's going to see you as you can be and not as you are. Somebody that's going to love you and treat you right. Someone that's going to make you feel like the queen or make you feel like a king. You know, we don't want to forget about the men, you know, but love you and add value to your life. But if you keep holding on to the past, you know, maybe that's one of the reasons why God still has so many women single. Because he knows for sure that you are not quite ready to share your life with somebody else yet. because of all the other things that you're dealing with right now in the here and now in your present situation. So forgiveness is necessary in order for you to grow, in order for you to heal, in order for you to become, in order for you to expand and become. Listen, man, God has great things in store for us. God has great things in store for you. But God cannot bring you to your greater until he know for sure that you're willing to let things go. Everybody that is listening to the sound of my voice, I want to declare this in the atmosphere. I want to declare to you that it's time to let it go. It is time for the heart to be mended. It is time for the broken pieces to come together. It is time to allow God to bring you back on the potter's wheel so that he can mold you again, so that all those bruises that people did to you, all those dents and the scars and the marred and all those different things that take place in your past, God wants to polish you and make you whole again so that you can love again, so that you can smile again, so that you can be a source of help and strength to others. But he cannot do that until you are willing to let go of some of the pain that you've been holding on to for so long. The heart needs to be healed. And the healing cannot take place until you're ready to say, listen, man, I'm ready to let you go. You're not going to be a part of my life no more. The hurt and the pain is over. All these situations that you did, and listen, man, don't think that you're not going to pay for it. But for me, I'm getting you out of my system so that I can live my best life now. So you have to speak those things over yourself and speak it to those people that hurt you and tell them that it's time for me to move on, so I'm ready to forgive you. Amen.
Yes. Amen. That's some powerful stuff, Pastor Paul. And I tell you, that's powerful. You know, because forgiveness, again, is not for them. It's for you so that you can move on
for you.
And get your grace. I love it.
Hallelujah.
You said
yes,
it's
indeed.
Necessary
yes, indeed.
In order for you to grow. I love that. I love that because that is real. That is real.
Amen.
That is so real. So you said you have
Amen.
A new book coming out. What's the title of that new book?
Well, the title of the book is not. I don't want to give away the title just yet. We are actually in the editing phase of the manuscript right now. It's already written. It's going to be a great book. It's a book about dating and courting. I talk about the difference between dating and courting. Why do you date? You know, and the courting phase. I talk about relationship. I talk about being single, being alone, and not lonely. We cover, you know, self image. You know, women have a tendency to feel like they're not beautiful enough. You know, we allow society, especially mainstream media, that want you to be a size 2, a size 1, a size 4. The devil is a lie. Listen, man, there are men out there that want some woman with big bones. They want women that have meat that they can hold on to. Can I be real up in here? And they want to be able to love you for who you are. We talk about the fact that there are stuff that you know about yourself, faults that you know about yourself that nobody knows but you. But what women have a tendency of doing is to put those faults on display. You know, I'm not beautiful enough. I think my cheekbone is not straight enough. Maybe my eyes are too big or my nose is a little bit too round. You know, that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. When a guy look at you, they are seeing a beautiful, fine, gorgeous lady. They're not seeing those faults. There are things that you know about yourself that if you don't share it with someone else, they will never know that you have those faults. But here's what most people do. Ladies, especially the ladies, you put those faults in display. Because the first thing you do when you start you get to meet someone and you start to talk to them, I think that I'm a little bit too fat. You know, you're probably, you don't think I'm attractive. You're a liar. You probably think, no. He probably mean what he said. Just let it flow. Just see where this is going to go. It may not go anywhere, but at the same time, don't put your worst foot forward. Put your best foot forward. When you walk out of the door, when you walk out of your house, your self-image, your personality, your characteristic is on display 24/7. So might as well you show your best self when you're out there. So these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about, we're writing about, and I'm excited about it. You know, hopefully by the ending of this month, the manuscript will be finished editing, and then we will absolutely take it to the publisher and get this thing on the road, because I know there's a lot of single women, you know, out there, and single men for that matter too, that want to know what is the dating phase? What do you do on a date? You know, what are your expectations when you're dating? You know, do you date because you have to, or do you date because you want to? You know, so there's some great nuggets and information. I believe the information is relevant and is pertinent to what needs to be shared and expressed to the body of Christ about, you know, I think that the church has not really done a good job really empowering our single men and women, you know, to be prepared, not just for marriage, because I believe that marriage should not be your greatest accomplishment in life. It should be a part of it, but it should not be your greatest accomplishment in life. I think your greatest accomplishment should be your purpose in the kingdom of God, what God has called you to be. Mm-hmm. And by default, marriage is just a byproduct. It's just a part of the promise, but it's not the whole pie. And that is the reason why most people are frustrated, because they seek marriage first, and then they realize that marriage is not fulfilling because there's a lot of other things that they're lacking in their lives. Amen? So we cover all of that stuff.
Amen. Yeah. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines in just a second for some questions, but how do they follow you? And so we can keep up with you for the process of this book being released. How do we follow you?
Yes. Thank you for asking. You guys can follow my wife and I on Instagram at After We Say I Do. We also have a Twitter page at After We Say I Do, and we do have a Facebook page at After We Say I Do. And I also have a regular Facebook page at Doreen Francis. So if you guys want to follow me locally there, you can. But when it comes to relationship and marriages and all that stuff, we are on those pages solely for those purposes. Amen. So you guys can also go to our website at afterwesayido.com. I'm actually in the process of redesigning the site. You know, we're going to have a more detailed blog page where people can interact and leave your comment on the posting and stuff like that. But the site is great. You can go look at it now. That's www.afterwesayido.com. And, you know, my wife and I, we're excited about helping singles and also married folks to live their best life now. If you're single, great. We're gonna help you to be polished. We're gonna help you to get ready for life, get ready for your purpose, and also get ready for marriage. But marriage is should not be your number one focus. Trust me when I tell you, it shouldn't be. You know, the woman did not show up in Adam's life until Adam completed most of his assignment on her. That's when God said, you know what, let me get the woman, because the man needs help. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you guys have any questions or comments on anything that's been said to this point,
amen,
you can press 1. If you're dialed in, 929-477-2178. If you have a question or comment, press 1. We'll be happy to bring you on, Pastor Darwin and myself, and you can make a comment, or you can ask a question. This has been some good stuff, I tell you. Whether you're married, single, or whatever, it's been some great wisdom shared tonight. And we truly appreciate you, I tell you.
Amen. I really appreciate being here also. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for what you do, woman of God. This is a great platform where others can come and learn and hear the word of God and also be inspired by all the different speakers that you have on the program. So may God continue to bless you and expand your reach and your territories.
Amen. I receive that, and thank you so much. I'm definitely on assignment, and I just give God glory because, you know, a lot of times people don't understand that, you know, it starts with your mind. And so everything,
yes,
you have to look for something. You have to expect God to move. You have to expect things. So even in the things that, you know, he can take the foolish things to confine the wise. So I'm telling you, I have reached out to people on Facebook just because the Holy Spirit told
Amen.
Me to, and, you know, have a divine connection and encourage their spirit with, you know, just whatever it was that God gave me for them, you know. So whatever, you know, you don't negate whatever he's called you to do. If he told you to stop by the grocery store and you didn't need to, stop anyway, you know.
That's right.
You
absolutely.
Know. You
yeah.
never know. You never know.
And
yes,
and that's one of the things that I.
Amen.
That's one of the things that I also talk about too. That, you know, even when you go out, you know, the grocery store. As a matter of fact, I spoke to someone about it. You know, that even when you go into the grocery store, lady, just don't go in and anyhow. You don't necessarily have to put on a lot of makeup and stuff like that, but look presentable because you just don't know who you're gonna run into. You're probably, you know, pushing the cart in the aisle, and there goes a guy just coming up the same aisle that you just captivated by your beauty and captivated by what he see, and all of a sudden, you know, he want to get to know who you are. You know, now let's be real about mm-hmm. it. It may not be what you're pursuing, but if you are a single person and you are a wife in waiting, then obviously you want to make sure you put your best foot forward. And so these are some of the tips that we talk about in the new book. Guys, it is going to be amazing. I know that the content is relevant, and it is all based on godly principle. So you guys will be blessed by it. Also, we also on, you know, I try to do Facebook Live as much as I can, but I'm so familiar with Periscope. I'm trying to transition between both, you know, and it is kind of hard to do both at the same time because, you know, we do have busy lives, but yeah, you know, Periscope has been one of the live stream platform that I started out with, and it has grown tremendously. But I realized that Facebook is picking up steam also. And since we do have our mm-hmm. marriage minister page, I want to also do some Facebook Live on that page, my wife and I. But we are excited about God. We're excited mm-hmm. about you guys, and the sky is absolutely the limit. And may God continue to bless you all. Appreciate it.
What days do you all normally Periscope?
Well, I am mostly on Periscope a little bit more than my wife because I have more flexible schedule than she does, and so I am on there almost at least three times a week, anywhere mm-hmm. from around. I think most of the time I'm there on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mondays also, you can catch me anywhere between the hour of 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. around that time. People just need to actually follow me. You also can follow me at the same handle after we say I do. You can put that in the Periscope search bar, and our name will pop up, or you can put up our name, Doran and Joan, and we will pop right up. And so you can follow us so you can get notification when we are live. But it has been a tremendous blessing. We have met a lot of people, you know. I mean, God is just good, woman of God. And I really thank God for you and this platform also, that God have given you the gifting and the ability to put this together so that we can always come on here and others can come and be blessed by the people that you bring to the table and also the content that they share with others. So I want to thank
Amen.
You all.
But thank you so much. We have a caller. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to On Fire Inspire. You are live with Pastor Dawn and Leah, Miss On Fire Inspire. Who do we have on the line with us?
Good evening, Leah. This is Wakinda.
Good evening. How are you?
I am great. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Aaliyah, man of God. I came on a little bit late, but I wanted to say that I'm definitely enjoying the show, and many of the things that you've said, even though I came on a little bit late, are confirming some words that I just heard within the last, I'll say, hour. So I praise
Oh, wow.
God for the words that you're speaking, because I heard the very same words from my spiritual father just within
Amen.
The past hour. And so I truly bless God for that. you know, just about really knowing our value, knowing what God has us to do, and not allowing anyone or anything
Amen.
To take away from that, and knowing that we need to know when to cut it, you know, and when enough is enough. And so I truly appreciate God for that. And so I'm truly enjoying it. And also I want to say just your comment just about, you know, as far as going out, going to the grocery store, different things. And I know my spiritual mother has spoken about that, but just a story. My parents, let's see, I'm 40. So my parents have been married, it'll be 44 years this year.
Wow.
And
that's wonderful.
They met in a laundromat in Atlanta. So
look at that.
So that's their story. So definitely, and so obviously, you know, when they met, you know, they both were presentable, you know, and obviously they saw, you know, each one saw in the other what they desired, you know, that first
glance.
That's
beautiful.
I just wanted to share that and just let you know that I'm definitely enjoying what you have to say, and I'm definitely going to go on the website to check out more of the information.
Yes, we are updating the site, but the site is up and running, and there's a lot of blogs that we post up there too. You can look at those blogs, and we want to make it a lot more user friendly, and so that people can be more enjoy the interaction on the website. But yes, I grew up with five sisters. I'm the only brother among five sisters, and so when it comes to relationship, I can talk about it forever. I am the fourth child, so there's three sisters before me, and then there's two behind me, and so I'm kind of stuck right close into the middle right there between all five of them, and so I have seen a lot about relationship, and so when I talk about women and their self-image and their personality, listen, you all are beautiful in every shape, form, and fashion and color. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's how you package yourself. It's how you present yourself. Know that God created you for greatness. The Bible said that we are fearfully and we're wonderfully made. It is time for us to harness that power that God has placed inside of us and not allow society and mainstream media to make us look like or make y'all look like you are not qualified and good enough. The devil is a lie. And so you walk with purpose, you talk with purpose, be on purpose because you are designed by purpose. So yeah, let's not get good. Let's just get done. I'm just ready. Just do it. Just go out there and enjoy life. You know, don't worry about the little stuff, the little hang ups. Just enjoy life, you know. That is so important, man. Mm-hmm. Enjoy life.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for dialing in and pressing that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you know, I also want to mention too that you know when I talk about dressing and looking beautiful, it's not about looking sexy. You know, I had a comment on that, and let me just bring clarity to that. There's a difference between being attractive and there's a difference between being seductive. There's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to present yourself. First of all, a man knows what he's looking for. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If you wear a robe in the street, if he sees and know who you are, the character, he'll know that underneath that robe there's a beautiful woman, there's somebody that he wants to get to know. And that is the reason why I tell ladies all the time, you don't have to force yourself on a man. You don't have to give yourself to a man. If he wants you bad enough, no just means new opportunity to him. He'll pursue you. And so when we talk about dressing, we're not talking about the tight stuff. We're not talking about showing the body and all that kind of stuff. We're talking about just presenting yourself properly so that when you're out in public, you know, people can see you for who you are, a conservative person, well-dressed, well-put-together. And, you know, I mean, you don't want to have your head tied up and, you know, your hair not done properly. I'm not saying – y'all get what I'm saying. I'm not telling you to go to the supermarket looking like you're going on a job interview. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that always look your best, you know, even if you're going to the laundromat. I mean, hey – the woman of God, parents met in the laundromat, and 40-something years after, they're still together. That's a great success story right there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen.
I agree. I truly, truly agree. I tell you, this has been a great show, and I hope so many others take advantage of listening to this recording, because a person, whether they're married or single, they could glean from the information that's been shared, and
I truly
appreciate you tonight. Now, guys, this is your final chance. If you have a question or comment, press 1. If you dialed in at 929-477-2178, press 1, and you will be able to ask a question or leave a comment for us for tonight. But I'm telling you, I know when the Holy Spirit gave me that topic, I was like, ooh, that's a good one. And to start out the month of February with that, you know. So I think you were very thorough with that, and it was good. It was really good. Really good.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly do appreciate it. My wife, you know, she worked, as I said, she worked for an accounting firm, and this time of year is a little bit extremely busy for her, and so she wanted to be on the program, but because of work-related issue, she were not able to, but she sent her love, and woman of God, we appreciate you so much. You know, I remember when my mother passed away last May, it was around the first time that I was on your program. As a matter of fact, she was in the hospital. I did the program on the the Tuesday, and the Wednesday my mother passed away. You know, and and I just really want to thank God for your support and how you have really poured into my wife and I, and the prophetic word that you have spoken over our lives. And we just want to ask God to continue to bless you in everything that you do. And thank you for allowing me to be on the program again, to be a source of help to your audience, and to serve in this capacity. It was well. I'm humbled. Thank you.
Amen. Before you go, I want you to mention how to follow you one more time for those who did not hear it or they didn't get to write it down. If you can, tell us one more time how they can follow you, all the different social media, your website, so that they can make sure that they reach out and follow.
Sure. Yes. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at After We Say I Do. After We Say I Do, that at After We Say I Do. I think that's how you kind of put in the handle with the at first. So that's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at After We Say I Do. You guys can also go to our website at afterwesayido.com. You can also follow us on Periscope at After We Say I Do, where we are live. We talk about marriage and relationship on their live scope. So we have a lot of different topics that we cover. We're going to be covering some great topics coming up for Valentine's month. And so if you guys are not following, you probably need to do so. If you don't have the Periscope app, you can download it. You also follow us on Facebook. If you follow us on Facebook at our After We Say I Do marriage page, when we go live on that page, you guys will get notifications, so you guys can also interact with us and participate in the program. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks again, Pastor. We look forward to the release of y'all's new book.
Yes, and a matter of fact, you definitely would like to, you definitely is going to want to have me back on the program when the new book launch. And a matter of fact, definitely my wife would be joining me at that particular time, so your audience can get to meet this wonderful, amazing woman that I've known since I was 5 years old. And last week, Sunday, we celebrated our 23rd year wedding anniversary. Our love story is pretty amazing, and we wrote about it in our book too. So I'm telling you, all the single folks, y'all are going to really enjoy this content, and married folks also. You know, you want to bring some more clarity to relationship. It's not just a read for single, but it was geared towards singles that are courting and also dating. So, yes, we are excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, welcome and congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, and some more thanks.
All right. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
Yes, God bless. Guys, we had an awesome interview with Pastor Darn. If you missed
any of this live interview, you want to go back and listen to the recording, which will be up shortly after we end the broadcast. I'm telling you, it has been such a blessing to be able to hear some of the things that he talked about, the healing of the heart, because so many times people are trying to move forward with things and you still have all of these unresolved issues. Well, it's time to get healed and get healed for real. It's time to walk in the fullness of everything God is giving you. So let all that baggage go. Ask God to heal your heart completely, because whether you're that man that's looking for your God woman or that woman looking for your God man, well, you're not looking for him. He's looking for you, but he can't find you with all that baggage. So ask God to heal your heart. And I'm telling you, he will do it, because it's time to get healed and walk in the fullness of joy and just be happy, because it is a choice to be happy. Guys, if you are interested in being a sponsor on Unfired Inspire, we are continuing our special of $25 for the entire month. I do mention your business out, your service, each and every week on the show, as well as promote it on the social media outlets. Again, that's $25 for the entire month. If you're interested, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Again, that's onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. That's spelled out. And also, if you are interested in buying the book On Fire to Inspire, that is available on Amazon and Kindle. It's available in ebook, paperback, as well as audio CD. If you want the audio CD, you will email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. And also, if you have small children, they're interested and you want to get them bilingual and, you know, get them a little foundation into learning other languages, we have a bilingual book called A Learning Book Just For Me, teaching your kids foundational English and Spanish that I wrote, and they would truly enjoy it. It's available in paperback as well as an ebook as well on Kindle and Amazon. And then finally, there is a Kindle Amazon ebook available entitled Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. I'm telling you, God just gave me different prayers and affirmations to build up the body of Christ. And there are many, many prayers of different for different things in your life, whether it is for prayer for your children, prayer for your family, unity in the church, just a little bit of everything, prayer for your wife, prayer for your husband. It's just so many different. There are many, many prayers. So, and that is on Amazon and Kindle, and that book is only $2.99 out there. So, sow into this fertile ground. If you're being blessed, you can purchase one of the books, or you can be a sponsor, or you can just send a sow seed into the PayPal of onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. If God is blessing you through this broadcast through the people who I'm bringing forward as guests, you know, so see, support the ministry and share it with other people and help them be healed, walk in their healing, because it's time for us to be fabulously filled. It's time for us to walk in the fruitfulness that God has called us to. Each and every one have gifts, talents, and abilities, and it's time for us to walk in them. It's time for our gifts to make room for us, but we got to walk in love. We got to walk in forgiveness, and we got to do what he's called us to. I love you guys. I'll talk to you same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday Inspire. This is Miss On Friday Inspire. Love you guys, and y'all have a great, great week.